With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The 47th president is also the 45th. Donald Trump declared victory during an early morning speech to supporters in Florida. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Before the race was officially called, but on the cusp of victory, Trump said voters sent a clear message in this election.
America has given us an unprecedented and powerful mandate.
And he vowed to deliver on his promises.
We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country.
At 78, Trump would be the oldest president ever elected and the first one to win non-consecutive terms in the White House in 132 years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Republicans have captured the Senate. Bernie Moreno knocked off Senator Sherrod Brown in Ohio, and Jim Justice won the West Virginia seat, held by retiring independent Senator Joe Manchin. It took very little time for Donald Trump's victory in the presidential election to have an effect on Wall Street.
The Dow shot up by more than 1,100 points at the opening bell and kept climbing before tapering off. While the U.S. stock market has historically tended to rise regardless of which party wins the White House, Republican control could mean big shifts in the winners and losers underneath the surface. Meanwhile, investors are optimistic about what higher tariffs, lower tax rates, and tighter regulation that Mr. Trump favors will mean.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. Investors expect Donald Trump's victory to lead to faster economic growth. The Dow is up now 1,341 points. The NASDAQ ahead 435, and the S&P 500 adding 121 points. This is SRN News. A satanic display in a French city.
Christians in Toulouse are expressing dismay that local officials financed a so-called street opera dubbed the Guardian of the Temple, complete with gigantic satanic statues bearing the mark of the beast. Other images included burning churches and figures wearing goat's heads. France is officially a secular society, and Christians working for the government cannot even wear a cross on a necklace. Critics point out that Satanism is a religion as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A global gay rights group is boycotting Israel. The International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association says it will not consider Tel Aviv as a site for its 2026 conference because of the war in Gaza. The organization has also suspended its Israeli chapter. International outcry against Israel is growing despite the fact that the war was triggered by Hamas. This is SRN News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Donald Trump's return to the White House offers a powerful recommitment to the alliance between Israel and the U.S.
One from Prime Minister Netanyahu was personal. It was addressed to Donald and Melania Trump. And that's just a measure of this very strong relationship that has been built up over many years. And it's interesting that his statement begins with this phrase, history's greatest political comeback. But all eyes are now are on this period where President Biden is a lame duck president. And many are asking here, just what will Prime Minister Netanyahu do next?
BBC correspondent Lise Doucette, dozens of European leaders assessing a new global outlook during a one-day summit in Hungary's capital. They will do so on Thursday, knowing that the election of Donald Trump could have far-reaching consequences for the continent. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.